Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. There are a few people that on planet Earth that I would say have inspired me, enlightened me, educated me. This is one of my best friends on the planet. No matter what happened, I call Kathy O'Brien. She's right there with the right answers at the right time. She is gifted by God, and I'm so glad to welcome her back to the show today. Thank you for joining me, Kathy O'Brien.
I'm so happy to be here. It's always great talking with you, whether it's private or we're doing a discussion like this right now to share this pertinent information with people when they're needing hope, they're needing solutions, they're needing some light in their lives to light that path forward. And yeah, we got it.
Yeah. And the truth about you, for anyone that does not know you, which most people do if they watch my show, I don't only have you on, I talk about you because I talk to you so much that it informs a lot of what I say. But also, if you have not read Transformation or Access Denied for Reasons of National Security, Kathy's two first books, I would say that right now, more than ever, they are very, very, very important, both in very different ways. But for where we are in this country and how we got here, there's a tremendous amount of history in those books besides what happened to Kathy in the CIA mind control program that she was stuck in for 30 years. There's a lot in there about what was going on behind the scenes that only somebody that was working on Kathy's level would even know. But now it's coming out, Kath, and which is just so amazing and crazy. And I always say, I am positive God exists for many reasons, but especially because Kathy O'Brien is still out there talking and shining light on truth that maybe we didn't want to know, but now people do want to know. So first and foremost, can you tell my audience that might not know you just a little bit about your background story, and then we'll get into how much that informs not only where we are, but how we can get out of this situation as well.
Yes, I'm a survivor of CIA, MKUltra mind control. I was targeted for it because of multi-generational sexual abuse. It is known that the formula for mind control is the same, whether it's of an individual or a nation or the world. Trauma is the basis of it. And there is no trauma more horrific on the human mind than sexual abuse of a child prior to age 5 while the brain is still forming. So that's what made me a target for MKUltra mind control. And we all need to realize that this pedophile agenda, this sexualization of our children, is a mind control agenda. And mind control is being used to usher in what Adolf Hitler, George Bush, and Joe Biden term the New World Order. It's been used for generations now. And it's time we wake up and realize it, because knowledge is our defense against mind control. Yeah. And when people are armed with that knowledge, they have a defense against this bombardment of imposed traumas, repetitious programming that we're getting through controlled media, right, and the sexualization of our children, which is to dumb them down and make them compliant and march to new world orders. They don't have an understanding of history. Nope. They don't have an understanding of how to process critical analysis information. They don't know how to activate that logic part of their brain, because humanity has been conditioned for generations to look outside themselves to big government, big pharma, big tech, big cult-to-cult religion to tell them how to live their lives, when in fact, we got all the answers, you know. And the fact that I was able to survive my robotic White House Pentagon level victimization and heal and start showing everyone that it's within us all to heal, no matter what level of trauma we've experienced, no matter what level of mind manipulation, no matter how immobilized we feel by the horrors going on in society today, we can reclaim all that inner peace, that strength of spirit, the live the love that we're intended to. We can live our life's purpose. We're all here right now at this pivotal moment in time. And I'm so excited that people are waking up, realizing that mind control is the one thing that needs to be factored into the equation on all levels. When we understand that, we're free.
Yeah.
And
you know, a lot of people, there was a show that came out a few years ago called Stranger Things. A lot of that is about using people as weapons, especially the very young children, taking them around the age you were taken from their families, even younger in that movie. I mean, that project, it's based on the Montauk Project, but it's, and a lot of people started saying, could this be real? Is this possible that this happened? And then I always think like, Kathy's been out there, other people, but the truth is, Kathy, and people have to understand this, not only did this start well before Nazi Germany, but a lot in Nazi Germany, we have to factor in technology. But just thinking about, because that one project that started a lot of people really digging into it, did this really happen? Because after your testimony, I hope people do read Access Denied for Reasons of National Security, when Kathy had her congressional testimony about MKUltra, and then Bill Clinton, one of her victimizers, came out and said that they were ending the program, you know, as, well, that was the 90s, okay? And this has been going on for a very long time. But in that project, and then I looked up on the message boards, I hadn't seen it till recently, and a lot of the stuff that you talk about is actually in that. But the one thing is that most people do not make it past 30. You were not supposed to. And this is something people have to understand. The fact that you are still here, not just still here, but last week, you and Roseanne, who's a mutual good friend of ours, are at Mar-a-Lago. You know, like you didn't just not. So to me, your testimony and you being out there is so important, because what people have to understand is they were using you as a weapon. And when you're looking at this stuff, because now I tell people, go to DARPA and put in cognitive warfare, mind wars. Go look at Aquino, who's one of your abusers and programmers. Look at what they're saying. They're talking about using the human mind as a weapon. They were weaponizing you. And that was part of this. And it had a lot of trauma and a lot of all that stuff. But talk a little bit about using people as weapons, because you know what I say to people? I said, now they did it to Kathy and hundreds of people that, you know, never made it out alive. But now they're doing it on a mass scale. And people have to understand that they're not cognizant like you weren't of what the actual end goal was. But once you do become cognizant of that, how does that change? You know, people as weapons, using brains, mind control, people can't really put that together.
Yeah, we need to understand, you know, that, like you said, Bill Clinton lied to us all when he said that MKUltra was over. As a matter of fact, it was in 1995 that my testimony for Congress was censored for reasons of national security, because it exposed the Clintons, it exposed the Bushes, it exposes Democrats and Republicans,
right?
Because this New World Order agenda will use whoever they can compromise, blackmail, coerce, or get to comply with their slave society agenda. Their number one weapon system for ushering it in is mind control.
Right.
It is a psychological warfare weapon system. And it does make weapons out of people who can't think to do anything but exactly what they're told to do. Whether they're told to go march in the streets and burn down buildings, that's what they'll do with no reason why. That
right.
They're supposed to hate this person. They're supposed to stand for this country. They're supposed to deny their own country. They're supposed, whatever it is they're supposed to do is what they have been weaponized to do, to make it look like people actually believe in that, when in fact it is mind control. When we understand the components of it, it's easy to recognize, easy to see, and easy to understand how what I said in the beginning, that the most powerful form is sexualization of our children.
Right.
Look at the indoctrination of the children in the school system. Look what's being done to them to cause this transgender movement. Mind control creates identity confusion, not gender confusion.
Right.
And sexual abuse creates an identity confusion, not gender confusion, but it's been misnamed and mislabeled
right.
very deliberately to end up creating this environment where the kids get surgery and then they can no longer have children. So it's also a depopulation tool going on at the same time. Coming back full circle to your original question on this, the weaponization of humans.
Right.
That is creating the ultimate sleeper weapon. And we're going to see more and more mass shootings happen with these mind controlled, horrifically abused children, right. You know, yep. Shooting. If they're told to shoot, that will be their trigger. They are just one trigger away right. from pulling that trigger so that they can take our weapons away. That has been a goal for a long, long time. They need to have us unarmed. Right. We need to arm ourselves with truth. Number one, we need to arm ourselves with the facts on mind control so we have defense against it. We need to arm ourselves with our strength of spirit and start protecting our children right. because they're being targeted. And then ultimately, when we protect our children, that will protect society from them being triggered into violent action. So right. it's very important. Once we have our free thought, we have our free will, our soul expression, our strength of spirit, our power of love, we have our moral compass. We can say no. We can stop complying with this immoral, violent, horrible, horrible plan that has been put into place, because that's against our human nature. That's right. against all we are. That's what they fear the very most, is who we are inside, because we got all the power.
I know.
We got that infinite strength. So.
Well, the other side of your story, and I, again, once you read Kathy's books, you will never look at anything the same again, in a good way for you, because it'll free you from a lot of delusions about reality. Like we say a lot on this show, the victor writes the history. The history doesn't have to be true. And in our case, we have been deceived. You know, Kathy, everyone right now, everyone's a victim or everyone's oppressed. And I'm like, we are all, if anyone's a victim, everyone's a victim right now, because we are dealing with a captured nation, a captured media, all of this going towards what you're saying. They rebrand it many times, liberal based order, whatever. Right now it's global governance, Agenda 2030. It's all the same thing.
Yeah.
You have watched it rebrand over and over. But what people don't have to remember about Kathy is that Kathy was saved. She was not supposed to live past, which is none of them are. Okay. None of the people that they, and Kathy was programmed to be a very, very, very high level government weapon, basically, mentally. Her husband, who saved her life, he became her husband later, Mark Phillips, he's passed away, unfortunately, but he's still with us. I know that. But when we talk about white hats, Mark Phillips is an original white hat, and he wasn't alone. And Mark Phillips saw, even before he met Kathy, he was working. There was good and evil in our military, and good and evil figuring out how to use Nazi technology and Nazi stuff that they did in the camps on American citizens, starting from when Kathy, you know, is a very young child, taking them and mind controlling them. And Mark started to see evil and what was good, that they weren't using these people for good, which they could have, just like with AI, Kath, or any technology, or watching Harari and all these things that they want to do with the brain. And yeah, if good people are running the program, maybe that is true. But Mark saw, no, this is, something's gone off the rails here, especially in his work fighting Colonel Kino and other people that were involved in that. And he escaped Kathy when she was about to be taken out, and they went and they ran, and he helped Kathy find what was inside of her to unlock her mind that had been controlled. So Kath, talk a little bit about, because a lot of people right now are starting to have cracks, whether it's people looking and saying, oh my God, I supported Black Lives Matter, but follow the money and everything. Well, the marches in the street right now are the same people, the same money, the same organizers, the same organization. Or people are seeing what you're saying about in schools, and it's going to parents have no rights. Children are property of the state, and they don't even hide it. So a lot of this stuff is happening, and it's cracking the mold, the border. So Mark realizes something's, but he sees that he can figure out with you how to what do I do with this? This person needs to come out of this. And you guys start working together. And he's looking at this both from his point of view as a brilliant genius military scientist who understands brain and psychology and everything. And you must have been like, this is for him, this is an amazing opportunity to see, like, wait, so what do we do now? So talk a little bit about the unlocking of your mind from where you were, because it's amazing, but people have to do this in their own lives because you did it inside out.
Yeah, it is so true. Everybody is needing that these days. I'm seeing people who are just overwhelmed with grief and overwhelmed with guilt over having had their children injected or, right, forced that, whatever it was that they bought into because of the repetitive programming, when they understand that they have been manipulated and that is mind control, very deliberate mind control, then they'll learn what Mark taught me. And that is when I started remembering the things I'd been tortured to forget. I was so horrified. And Mark told me, he said, you're not responsible for what you were tortured to do under mind control. You're not responsible for what you were programmed to do. But now that you're aware, you're responsible for all of your actions going forward. And we need to hold your abusers accountable for their programming. All of us do. That goes all the way into big pharma, big government, big tech, whoever has been manipulating our minds, they right. need to be held accountable. It's up to us now to realize how we were manipulated with trauma and repetition, and that's how our brains respond to that, because that information on mind-brain function was withheld from society, from mental health, from the medical community, from the education system. And Mark found all of that. Our basic birthright information, it reminds us that we have this resilient body, mind, and spirit, that we have this amazing immune system, that we can heal from everything right. that life throws at us because we've been blessed with it all along. But that information was suppressed under national security for generations.
Yeah.
So when you think about this basic birthright information, we forgot. We started looking outside ourselves. We started following leaders that we didn't elect. And we started doing things without our moral compass because we forgot to look within and find it.
Right.
And it's caused the point in that people are at today, where this great awakening is accelerating so fast, because once people wake up, other people see it and they wake up, and it's just started this whole movement. It's global. It's massive. I'm so excited to have survived long enough to be able to see these days happening. And that now it's like, okay, so the tools Mark handed me, we can all use, because they're basic, they're simple, they're easy to self-apply, and they remind us that we have all the power. And then we can stop complying. We can stop feeling guilty. We can take full responsibility for our lives going forward. And responsibility is a beautiful thing. It's an ability to respond. It's an ability to choose the way that we respond, so that we can say no, so that we can protect our children, so that we can help them to not be indoctrinated in a school system that for generations now has been teaching our children what to think and not how to think.
Yeah. Well, programming them. Now, let's talk about something else that obviously you dealt with a lot, because this is what kind of happened to you. We have a huge problem with CPS in this country. We have a wide open border where they're saying, they're still using the number from 2 years ago, 85,000 children. I would say closer to 300,000 children have been trafficked into this country. And they're used for many different things, sex, but also labor, actual slave labor, and organ traffic. There's many things to be. Drug runners, gang, whatever it is. But Kathy, you dealt a lot with courts, very corrupt courts and judges that, especially with your whole story, which people should read, Transformation and Access Denied, to understand really what happened there. But it is not that different than what we're finding out about CPS on a grand scale. Now, this is something that people have to understand. So if you could talk a little bit about government level of child trafficking and using children, because I don't think a lot of people are putting together the Antifa and the rage in the streets and all of that with like decades of this pipeline of children that have been traumatized, in that way. Hey guys, thank you for watching the show. I just want to remind you yet again that we really need to be very cautious of what is going on with the economy, both here and internationally. Most of us know that the BRICS nations are looking for a gold-backed currency to dethrone the dollar, being the world reserve currency. They have an event coming up on August 22nd. The BRICS nations are all going. There are also 13 other nations that would like to join the BRICS nations, and this is not something to not pay attention to. We have to make sure that you protect your savings, and that is why I have chosen Beverly Hills Precious Metals. That is where I have gotten my gold and silver. I leave it in a depository. I know it's there. I've replaced it with my savings. I've put there to make sure that I weather the storm no matter what, be it the central bank digital currency, the BRICS nations, the dollar goes into collapse, whatever may happen. I know 401k, IRA, backed by gold, as well as having my savings, at least an amount of my savings in gold, in the depository or sent to you at home, is the best way to make sure you maintain peace of mind and make sure that your savings and everything that you've earned is safe no matter what comes. We will get through this. All is not lost. America will return to greatness as it always has been. But between now and then, we have to be very smart and very cognizant of what's going on. So please go to Mel K Gold, or go to the MelKShow.com partners page and go to Beverly Hills Precious Metals, and my friend Andrew will take care of you. He's got a great team. Gold is the way to go right now, and I know that no matter what, I'm safe. So please do that for yourselves. We really care about you here. You're more like family and friends, and I hear from all of you a lot. So I just want to make sure that you guys are doing something proactive to be prepared. All will be well, but take care of yourself now. Being prepared is always a good thing.
Yeah, well, it's been going on my whole life. And yeah. I was born into it in 1957 and was used in child sex trafficking operations to my grandfather's Blue Masonic Lodge. And that's where the secrets on mind control were being kept and where politicians were being compromised and blackmail was being used. So I was being trafficked at such an early age. I saw the corruption from the inside when back in like 1960, my father was granted immunity from prosecution from child pornography of me as a very little child. So I've seen the corruption. My owner in MK Ultra Mind Control, US Senator Robert C. Byrd, became my owner when I was 13 years old at Mackinac Island, Michigan, which was the Epstein Island of its time, you know, so on. I've seen such an inside view of this corruption. But Senator Byrd had an office in the FBI building where he set up the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children as a catch net operation for human trafficking, especially child sex trafficking. And it extended into the Child Protective Services, because the FBI has influence. You think about it, it's a pyramid of power. You get the corrupt FBI leader at the top, all the agents just march and do what they're told to do. And then the FBI has influence over every single local law enforcement that there is across the nation. If the FBI steps in on a case, if they invoke national security on it, like they did in my case so early on, then all of a sudden the children are the ones paying the price. So I saw all that being structured. I saw the corruption being set up. It was so appalling and so horrific. And then my own daughter got pulled into it very deliberately as a trauma to us both. Mark rescued she and I out of the Washington, D.C. human trafficking swamp in 1988. And Kelly was thrust into the system, being held as a political prisoner. And really, is what compelled Mark and me to start speaking out. It was love for her that motivated me. It was so that people would be aware of what she needed. I spoke before the Tennessee State Legislature. Laws were passed in her name. Access denied for reasons of national security, details that journey. And it is available on Audible too, because I read all my titles, so everybody can listen to them if they don't have time to read.
That's awesome.
This information is crucial. And it shows where the roots of corruption are within the Child Protective Services. Yeah. So as we are finding trafficked children, it's up to us, we the people, to help each other help these children, because we cannot use the corrupted system. It's so very, very corrupted. It's going to have to be completely exposed and restructured. And my testimony for Congress, Transformation of America, Access Denied for Reasons in National Security, show where the roots of this corruption are planted, since I was right there in DC watching them being planted. And then helping my daughter through this horrible, horrible system, to the point where I was able to share the healing information, which ultimately is going to be helpful as we help each other help the children to know that it's within us all. It's simple methods in PTSD time to heal. My daughter used them, and she's doing as well as can be for the extreme circumstances that she's been under. As a matter of fact, she just wrote an amazing article.
Oh, great.
I can't. Yes.
I'll share it here.
For her.
Great.
It's about reconnecting in a disconnected world, you know, about how we can all reground and remember who we are. It is so powerful and beautiful. And,
I'm so proud of it. That's awesome.
I just got back. She just released it. At the same time, Kelly chooses not to be public. She is never going to speak out. She is never going to vocalize and have her face. She doesn't care. She's not even on social media. Good. Because there are a lot of survivors that really don't want to put themselves out there that way. But yet her mind is so brilliant. And this
so
article
happy
is
for
so
her.
Great. So I can put it out there for her. I'm going to post it on my locals.
Great.
Everybody can find me at Kathy O'Brien, locals.com.
Great.
And I'm going to have that posted there later today. But
we'll send people
even
over there.
She healed after her experience and after CPS. I'm telling you, it's within us all to heal. No matter what we experience, we can reclaim our birthright to live the life that we were born to live.
Yeah.
And the purpose that we're here to live.
Yeah. And you said something really important there, you know, and Kelly was born into it, first of all. Kathy was sold into it very 3 years old. But what we have to understand is if they can heal, anyone can heal. And I believe that Mark also, Mark Phillips, he was tasked, I think, to figure it out how to allow Kathy to unlock your mind was so, it was compartmentalized. That's how you function. They compartmentalized you into different ways. And I think that happens as you show in your book, but you know, most people that have been on here and talked about it know. And you brought up something else, which is there are a lot of people out there that suffer. I remember when that movie came out, and then there was a lot of questions about who was behind it. And it brought up a lot of resentment and everything. You know, somebody came at me, you really helped me with that, and other people. And it was like, the people that are still suffering, they get easily triggered. And, you know, many have come to me, hundreds of people come to you because you're very open and there to help anyone who's been through that sex trafficking or mind control, MKUltra. Now, let's talk a little bit about triggers and emotional triggers, because a lot of what's going on right now with the NATO level and military level and what it's all over DARPA, like this current technology. And you knew from when you were there that they already had a lot of this technology when Kathy was still in the program. But now it's rolled out because we all hold our phone in our hand and we don't realize that our phone and our social media is just an extension of mind control technology in many different ways. But I think I have a book coming out, as you know, but my audience knows too, Americans Anonymous. And a lot of it, I talk a little bit because it comes from Alcoholics Anonymous about addiction. And a big thing in addiction when you're recovering is triggers. And you talk about triggers in your work and PTSD and stuff. And you say a lot of times that when you're triggered emotionally, it turns off your ability to think. And I think that that's happening on a massive scale on purpose to stop us from critically thinking, but also from communicating with each other. So what are your thoughts on the emotional manipulation and how people can kind of do what you've taught me to do, which is to stop, move back, and separate the emotion from what's really, really happening.
Yes, it's really good to have rules for emotions so emotions don't rule us. And there are just certain things that we can do to stop our brains from going into that dark pit of negativity, because it's like a black hole that sucks everything in and everything looks so bleak unless we stop the process before it starts and learn to choose our thoughts. When we choose our thoughts, we choose our moods, we choose our response. And it's really good to be able to stay logical and critically analyze information, because we're being bombarded with so much negativity, so much horror, so much trauma all at once, that it does get overwhelming. It's like when elections were stolen 2020, the very first thing that happened was they flung the borders open to the human trafficking. I was so devastated because I had celebrated the victory of finally having the human trafficking recognized, and you know, and then seeing that happen was so devastating. So I picked up a pen and paper, because that's a brain trick we can all use. It takes the logic part of the brain to move a pen, and for little children to move a crayon. They might want to draw art, you know, or whatever.
Right.
It still is activating the logic part of the brain to move that pen, right, or crayon. And it shifts emotional information over to logic, where it can be critically analyzed, where it can be processed, where it can be logically dealt with. And then it's in front, written out in front on paper, where it can be consciously acknowledged and examined again. It's a very important brain function that we need to get back in the school system. That alone will stop the indoctrination of our children. Typing does not do the same thing. And little, you know, cell phone thingies don't do the same thing. Little emoji faces. No. Pick up the pen and paper. Get away from the devices. Shut off the noise. Shut off the intrusion. Write it out. Write out your trauma. Write out what's immobilizing you. Write out your grief. Write out your regret. Write out anything negative. Right. And then add a solution. Because when you add a solution, it forces the brain to fire in new ways. It opens neuron pathways in the brain. Mind control is to shut down neuron pathways. So we need to open neuron pathways, and using that pen does that, because it shifts information around and it gets the brain firing. You add a solution and all of a sudden your brain's firing in a whole new way. If you got to think of something, you have to lift yourself from that pit of negativity. It's another way out. And then once you do that and you can rise above the storm, see the path forward, get out in nature, breathe in the air. Feel the air on your skin. Feel the sunshine on your skin. Smell the smells. Listen to the sounds of nature. You know, embrace all that, because that part of feeling is crucial, because we've been dumbed down and numbed down, and we need to be able to feel on that level instead of just emotionally, you know, all over the place. We need to get a harness on that. Start to feel again with the reality of life in the world. You know, take your shoes off, feel the earth under your feet. It's amazing to remember all that. Look within yourself, realize your own power, realize your own peace, yeah, realize the love that you are. And all of a sudden, everything is possible. Right. And we're able to make such a powerful difference that way, and able to harness our emotions so that we don't just go into a fit of depression or into negativity or feel overwhelmed by all that's going on in the world.
Yeah. And, you know, when I was down there and I was down with you and we were talking and we're walking outside in nature and everything. And it's like your love of all of that. And to think that all those years that was deprived, and now like you have such a huge, I mean, you have such exuberance and such a gift from God. But, you know, people do not realize, I think maybe that the devices that we're carrying in our hands, these phones, even smart watches, all of that is deflecting from nature. And when I was down with you, you were kind of like, you know, we don't need the devices. This is bad. And people have to start realizing that they're addicted to the devices and constantly, you know, we didn't need that to be constantly attached, constantly. What are we missing? This is all mind control. It's all to keep us from connecting and thinking and all of that. Now, I do want to talk about some of these shooters. You and I talked right after what happened in Maine. And again, another shooter has a history of not only mental illness and being in the military, but also of being in a mental hospital as a military vet. And all of this is a pattern over and over. Almost every school shooter had some kind of background with the law enforcement, usually FBI or somebody else. You know, and you have to think in your head, well, how many people do I know that the FBI knows them? Well, not that many, probably. And then you go up and we've talked about you went through many different during your years when you were captured, in my opinion. You were on many different bases, but also many different universities. Like, you know, there was somewhat of an experimentation thing, which did not end with you or MK Ultra, quote unquote, ending by Clinton. And that should not be considered as even possible. Why would they end that? It's, you know, they perfected it over 100 years. But in these cases that are happening, I just want people to understand from you what we need to know is you once told me, we were going through things one time, and you said something about all they need to do is get somebody locked up for even one day. Remember you said like torture doesn't work, you said to me. It doesn't work for confessions or whatever, that once you had somebody behind bars, and we have a lot of, we know a lot of people from January 6th, you and I both know a lot of people besides people that you actually know that were captured with you, but now that are being lawfared and threatened with prison and being arrested. And we just saw police state. I hope a lot of people see that. It stops short of going to the why, but it certainly shows you what's happening. So talk just a little bit about what you explained to me and what Mark also was working on with once somebody is incarcerated or in locked up in any way, because a lot of people, you explained to me about actual torture and the end game of torture is not what people think.
Right. You cannot extract information with torture. People will say anything that they think you want to hear to stop the torture. Torture is used for programming minds, and it can be used technologically and otherwise now. And one day incarcerated could end up with somebody being programmed. So if somebody's incarcerated and then testifies, you know, anything goes, because that's used for programming. And in my case, in my MK Ultra experience, I was used sexually, and I was used to deliver messages to and from government leaders and global leaders and drug lords, being part of the drug and human trafficking operations, you know, that aspect of things. So violence was not part of my programming, but I'm acutely aware of the programs that do instill violence. And military special forces, what a primary example of the ability that mind control can go to the point where they can take a bullet and keep on going, where they have that heightened physical endurance and the 44 times visual acuity, where they can point and shoot and not miss. And yet that mind control can reach in so deep to regulate blood flow, you know, so of course people can be programmed to do absolutely anything, to believe anything. How many people have been led into wars thinking they were going in for a reason other than what they were, you know, and then finding out when they get there, it's like, oh, so this was all about taking over the poppy fields in Afghanistan. So it's part of the drug wars and the war on drugs. is the CIA eliminating their competition as they take over the industry worldwide? Maybe these wars have been fought for the wrong reason. Maybe Operation Just Cause was just cause Noriega was skimming CIA drug profits and didn't quit his part of CIA drug ops when Iran-Contra was heating up. You know, wars are for, so people are fighting even in wars for wrong reasons. And the soldiers realize that they come back. And our veterans are so PTSD'd from what they had been programmed to do. And they need to heal too. They need to remember. They need to heal. We need a mass healing on a global scale from so many levels of generational mind control, and especially to understand it so that as more and more people wake up, as we start to see the crimes, the blatant crimes that are allowed to continue, to allowed to proliferate, all of a sudden we get a mass shooting to divert our attentions over here. Oh no, don't look over there. Look here. Don't look at that laptop. Look over here. You know, it's a constant diversion that's used with dual purpose to ultimately traumatize the nation, traumatize the world, and to take away our weapons while we're suggestible in that heightened suggestible state. They want to take away the weapons that we've seen the repetitiveness now of that. Every time there's a traumatic school shooting, a public shooting, a horrible trauma, to take away the guns, we hear it and we've been bombarded with it. The repetition doesn't necessarily have to happen all in one breath. It can happen over time, just like they're conditioning people to do. When we realize that, we say, no, you want our guns that bad, you're not going to get them. And stop using our children to pull the trigger.
And the truth of the matter is that they don't seem to care so much about gun violence in Chicago or in Detroit or in Oakland. You know, that's not when they care about it. They care about it when the whole nation is, and the media is complicit and focusing is on it. We're watching, like I said to you before, when we were talking, not on camera, that, you know, people have to also understand these wars that they've been triggering from the beginning, as Kathy was involved back in the day when the war on terror started, that is ushered in the most unconstitutional thing that ever happened in our country, which is the Patriot Act. That not that they weren't doing that, Kathy, before then, as you've documented in your book, but they just wanted to make it sure that it was legal and it could be used against us because we're the big terrorists and we always were going to be. But now we're at a place where they're not hiding it anymore. And you one time when we were talking, you were saying something about that their arrogance would be their downfall, because the people that you dealt with, like the Kissingers and the Thornbergs and the Byrd and you know, Brzezinski, like all those people from when you were in the program, a lot of them are dead. If they're not, I wish they were, but some of them are still alive, until the Clintons, my dad is 85. He's staying alive until the Clintons are held accountable for their, you've been on interacting with the Clintons since Mena, Arkansas, if not before then. So, you know, all these, but they're all older. And every time one dies, I'm like, oh, he shouldn't get away. He shouldn't get to the exit card, even though I know they're going to hell. But, you know, we're at a place where you talk a lot about accountability and all of that. But the thing is that a lot of your victimizers, and don't forget, I want people to understand, she was Byrd, the KKK head, who was one of Kathy's main victimizers, and not just Kathy. He also was a mentor to Joe Biden. And Joe Biden was very involved. So, you know, we have to, and still is. I don't think any of this is over. I'm having on Derek Brose about the founders, the founders, God forbid. Yeah. About the finders, you know a lot about that. You know a lot about Boys Town. I mean, this is a massive operation that Kathy was a cog in, but she was on the White House level. So there's a different perspective, and like she said, she wasn't used for violence, she was used for passing information covertly. But going back to that whole thing, which is, you know, we have to really understand that it's okay to as it was for you, to start to accept that maybe what we thought we knew is wrong. And I think a lot of people are having a very hard time with the idea of some of the things that we say. And you know, many other people have said, you and Mark were out there saying it in the 90s, but, you know, it's like you and a handful of people. But I think people have a hard time with admitting that they've been deceived. And I think that's holding a lot of people back. So what's your thinking about that too? Because there was a time, and you told me, because I asked you before, like when you do kind of go into the thinking about what, how you wrote a whole book about it, so you're very aware of what happened to you. But when you think about it and you go into that place where you're, you know, going to, it's kind of a grief. I think people feel when they realize not only have they been deceived, but they then have deceived their children. They've lived in a way of that wasn't authentic because they didn't know. Or like I was doing something with Tucker Carlson and he was saying something like, well, we don't really have a democracy if people are voting or doing things based on lies or they don't have the information to act. We're not a functioning democracy if the intel agency is running a narrative that they call information to give to people to then vote on a lie. It's not how it's supposed to work. So what about the people that are finding it hard or see their friends and family finding it hard to shift over to that they have been deceived?
Yeah, it's a compound felony being imposed on them because not only were they manipulated into that deception, but they're also being manipulated now to stay in a victim mentality rather than realize that they have all the power within them, to realize that all of us can reclaim our free thought, free will, strength of spirit. Every one of us can take personal responsibility for our lives. And it's a beautiful thing to be able to be free to do that. So it's a matter of being able to change that perspective and realize that we've been manipulated for a long, long time. And we're here at this pivotal moment in humanity's history to take the evolutionary step, to reclaim that free thought, free will, to be able to remember who we are and why we're here. And it's an amazing time to be alive. Senator Byrd always said that good people don't think to look for that kind of criminal activity. And if all we need to do is follow the money and it goes to the top, and we're going to find out it's just a small handful of criminals, the same ones over and over again. Follow the money, and you'll have that answer and realize it's so ridiculous that we've allowed them to manipulate us and they're not going to be able to do it anymore. They're not going to get any fear from me. They're not going to get any hate from me, no negativity from me. They are going to get just the love that I am and the concern I have for humanity to go ahead and wake up, embrace the truth. When I first started speaking out, like I said, it was love for Kelly back in 1990, before people knew there was a swamp, before they knew there was mind control, before they knew there was human trafficking or child sex trafficking. They didn't know any of that, before they knew that there was a slave society agenda that encompassed both Democrats and Republicans.
Right.
And still, I spoke out and I told that truth. And some people didn't want to hear it. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet, because people are so, I mean, they didn't want to believe something horrible, you know? And to me, that was like a fresh new experience that people were that naively good natured. But we need to face that fact, because there's nothing wrong with facing the reality that we share this planet with a very dark negative energy force that's targeting our children, and love for them is all the motivation that we need to be able to stand up and face the truth and to reclaim our free thought and start living the reason that we're here. It's happening on such a grand scale already. Right. Join the majority, you know, come on, wake up.
Totally. And don't forget, Kath, you know, we've talked about it and I've talked about it on the show. The human potential scares them the most. That's why they're dumbing down the kids.
Yes.
They're doing what they're doing to our food, to the vaccine. The idea that we have so much power. I always say the best computer ever made was the human brain. And they know that, and that is what they fear the most. And Kathy O'Brien, I would strongly, if you have not already, go to her website, transform-nation. Is that how it's written? Transform. trance-formation.
Trance-formation.com. Yeah.
Yeah. So go there and subscribe to her, her website, her newsletter. She's putting out things regularly about all of this. She's a phenomenal writer too. You know, it's funny when they were programming you, they programmed you to have so many talents that they didn't realize someday you would be using those talents to expose them. But she's an amazing writer. I highly recommend both, if you have never read them, Transformation and Access Denied for Reasons of National Security. That one will really, really make you upset and also make you say what else is being hidden for reasons of national security and demand what Kathy and I have both been working for, which is full total transparency back to JFK forward. And no matter how ugly it is, let's get it all out there and let's go after and hold the people accountable by name. For who they are and start to heal this nation from the inside out. I highly recommend above all else for me, even before 10 years ago, before I met Kathy, I had gotten a copy of PTSD, A Time to Heal, her book about healing from the inside out and what Mark had gone through with Kathy to deprogram. Personally, she didn't deprogram. Don't say that. We don't like that. She went inside and she cleared out what was negative and embraced what was naturally hers and her brain. So PTSD, A Time to Heal, could not be more important right now. We have a holiday coming up. We all have friends and family that are suffering, people that are either realizing that they were wrong about the shots. The border's wide open. There's something, the pricing of everything, the war in your face all day. This book, PTSD, Time to Heal, is a gem and a gift. If you have people out there suffering from this emotional psychological warfare, get them a copy, send it to them now. Go to Kathy's website. Any last words, Kathy?
Well, yeah, people just need to reclaim that free thought, free will, soul expression, re-examine things, because we're being manipulated by the most beautiful, sacred things inside of us. We're being manipulated by religion. We're being manipulated by parental love. We're being manipulated in a lot of ways, and we're being scared. So we need to reclaim our freedom, our free thought, get this handful of dark energy force out of our business. They don't belong in our brilliant minds and lives anymore, because this is our time. This is our time to shine. It's our time to shine for the children's sake. Love always wins. Truth prevails.
Well, I love you, and you have been a godsend in my life beyond comprehension. I'm the luckiest person in the world to call you my good friend. And I will tell you right now, Kathy O'Brien is on social media as well. All of her links are below. Highly recommend you follow her. Thank you so much, Kathy. Your voice could not be more important. And I firmly believe that God is with us, but God also has your voice out there loud as can be right now, for a reason. And I'm so grateful that you are out there telling the truth. And so many people are coming to you for the first time after 30 years. And that's awesome to watch. I will see you next time, and I will talk to you soon. I don't know about you, but I feel a lot better being prepared for whatever's coming. Every day I hear something new. Something's coming from the CDC. Something's coming from the FDA. Who's trying to take over our healthcare system? All this craziness. And what I know is that one man really changed my life, how I look at everything that's happening to me health-wise. And that was Dr. Zelenko. He was a good friend of mine, a good friend of the show. And he came up with the most amazing product. Z-Stack has been a game changer for us. We have not been sick since we've been on it. We take it regularly. If we feel like we're coming down with something, will double up. But he has all new products over at the website. God rest his soul, he did not leave us unprepared, and that is very important for you to prepare. So he's got Z Shield, he's got a kid Z Stack, which is awesome, he's got Z Flu, Z Detox, he's got all kinds of things. He always said to me, your immune system must be clean, resilient, and resistant. This matters the most. And what I can say on top of that is that he supported me, he supported free speech, he supported medical freedom, he supported personal liberty, and everything that I believe in, he believed in. He inspired me to be myself, to speak up, to speak out. And what matters is that you are feeling healthy, whole, clean, clear, focused, and that your immune system is protected from anything that comes our way. And Z-Stack is the best way to do that. Please stock up on Z-Stack. Go to themelkayshow.com. Go to our partners page. Goes down to Z-Stack. That also supports the show. When you buy from our partners, these great people, especially Dr. Zelenko, who is dear to me, you are supporting the show and keeping us going. And I know that truth, freedom, and the First Amendment matter to you. They mattered to him. They mattered to me. So make sure you're always healthy. You're always out there. You're always standing up. Be brave. Courage is contagious. The narrative is falling apart, but as it does, there's so much of this fraudulent disinformation, misinformation, censorship coming from the globalists. And what we need to do is be focused on the facts, cut through everything, be discerning, and get it first and foremost out there to everyone. It is important that you know what is going on. Censorship is getting nuts. You guys know it. There's accounts all over the place that are fake, that are not me. I know you guys send me emails and I really appreciate it. And you report it and it's on Telegram and Instagram and Twitter and they're not me. So I'm super excited to announce We the People with Mel Kay. Be the first to join. It's a VIP community, just you and me behind a paywall, no trolls, no nothing. We get to know each other. I will give you the facts first. I break a lot of stories a long time before other people. We can talk about past, present, future, history, what we're doing now, solutions for going forward, what 2024 is going to look like. I'm going to do breaking news, do a lot of deep dives. I'm going to bring that information to you guys first in a live Q&A every week. So please click the link below and join me over there. We are going to create a community that is censorship proof. It's cancel proof. It's truth. It's transparency. It's on the road to God, country, justice, everything that we want in one place. This is the most incredible, amazing time to be alive. As hard as it seems and as difficult as the battle has been for you guys and definitely for me, all I know is that we all are part of the solution. We are all involved and invested, and you guys have the passion that I have. So let's join together on live Q&As once a week with me, Mel Kay, we the people of the United States, taking back this nation. This is so exciting, guys. I've been dying to do this, and we finally got the technology right. So please join me. Click the link below. Can't wait to get started.